is your passport to romance. Mutual presents Mitzi Green and Larry Brooks, stars from two current Broadway musicals in the new radio musical play, Passport to Romance. A half-hour cruise with a cargo of love and laughter and song. From the show Billion Dollar Baby, here is Mitzi Green.
Mitzi Green, that is. And you'll be hearing me as Nancy Sparks, manicurist on board the SS Harmonia. Nancy shipped as a manicurist to get a chance to sing for the band leader on the boat. But she didn't know that love was included in the tour. It was, however, and he is a steward. Said steward is played by Larry Brooks, the hero of Song of Norway. Larry?
Hi, everybody. My name for the next half hour is Chuck Piper. And Chuck is stewarding because he wants a singing job, too. Everything looked pretty good for Nancy and Chuck. In love with each other and with the same ambition, when all of a sudden Nancy's fiancé turns up and Chuck never knew she had one. This is a matter that'll take a little tending to. And to watch us tend to it, come along on this half-hour holiday as Mutual presents Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks.
And Larry Brooks as Chuck Piper.
In Passport to Romance.
Ready now, our cruise ship is waiting and our story is impatient to begin. The scene, the SS Harmonia at sea off the coast of Florida. The place, aft on B deck, as the morning mists rise from the sea. Ah, six bells. That's 7 o'clock.
No, Bertie. It's 8 bells. That's 8 o'clock.
But, Nancy, why did you get up so early? I'm still a little dizzy.
Gee, I'm sorry I disturbed you, Bertie. I'm a heck of a roommate.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm dizzy because I don't understand. Just what happened last night?
My fiancé turned up on this boat.
You mean Chuck?
No, I don't mean Chuck. That's the trouble. I mean Ira Plummett. You see, before I left New York, I was sort of tentatively engaged.
Oh, well, nothing too serious, I hope.
No, just a sort of petrified friendship. Ira's the kind of man who likes to be engaged. Well, I left town without warning him, but I sent him a letter, and he must have flown down to Bermuda and boarded the ship there.
Well, what did Mr. Plummett say to you and Chuck?
Nothing. That is, I ducked as soon as I saw him coming, and Chuck ducked before I had the chance to explain to him.
Listen, there's Chuck now, up on the top deck. He's singing.
You didn't need to add that last. Just tell me it's Chuck, and I know he's singing. Gosh, I'm mad about that boy. I hope he'll understand about Ira.
Well, why don't you just go to him and tell him the truth about Mr. Plummett?
I suppose I ought to. Well, maybe later. Now I've got to get down to the barber shop. There may be some early manicure calls.
And I've got to get to the kitchen. Got my salads to prepare.
Besides, I don't want to run into Ira until after I've spoken to Chuck.
When you're down and out, hold up your hands and shout. There's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, summerly morn, you'll hear his horn. Rootin' tootin', it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, summerly morn, you will hear his horn. Not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
Piper!
Oh. Oh, good morning, Chief.
We're at sea again, Piper.
Yes, Chief.
Particularly you, completely at sea.
Well, sir, I
put in all my years as Chief Steward, I've never had a man working for me who was so addicted to wandering on deck, singing to the accompaniment of imaginary orchestras.
I suppose it is unusual, Chief.
It's also exasperating. Your buzz has been buzzing for 10 minutes. A-27 wants you. A new passenger, Mr. Plummett.
Did you say Plummett?
You know very well I said Plummett. Piper?
Yes, Chief?
On your way.
Yes, Chief.
Let's go down these stairs, Bertie. It's shorter for both of us.
Oh, look who's coming up.
Not Ira.
No, Tuba.
Oh, hello, girls. Hello, especially Bertie.
How do you do, Tuba?
Why are you girls hurrying so quick?
Well, Nancy's awful upset today, Tuba.
What's the matter, girlie?
Oh, it's a long story, Tuba.
Well, here's the band rehearsal room. Step in here and tell me all about it.
I guess I might as well help to clear my own head.
You see, Tuba, Nancy has a leftover fiancé.
Uh-oh.
But not left far enough.
You mean he's on board?
Yeah, he chased the ship to Bermuda, and I've been dodging him ever since.
Well, didn't he know you were making this trip?
No, I sent him a letter after I left. Ira would never have agreed to my shipping as a manicurist just to get a chance to sing with your boss's band.
And after you sailed, you met this here Chuck.
This very much here Chuck, who may never speak to me again.
Well, I can see why you're all coiled up.
I don't want to talk to Ira until I've spoken to Chuck, and, well, I'm trying to get up nerve to explain to Chuck.
Hey, girlie, you better blow off steam. You'll explode.
Maybe if she sang a song, she'd feel better.
Just what I was going to suggest, Bertie. Oh, gee, you and I think alike.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, here, wait till I wheel up my harp. I just tuned it up for band practice, too. Now, what'll it be?
Oh, I don't care, so long as it's not sad. How about I Feel a Song Coming On?
Well, since you mention it, how about it?
I feel a song coming on. And I'm warning you, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on. There, that's exactly how I don't feel.
But the singing helped you. You look a lot calmer.
Maybe you better try another chorus.
What can I lose except my blood pressure? I feel a song coming on.
What in the name of sanity?
Oh, hello, Mr. Glenwood.
Hello, boss.
What, may I ask, is occurring here?
Well, the manicured girl here, she thought like singing.
Oh, it's my fault, Mr. Glenwood.
You know I can't stand singers. You know I don't even like music.
Well, boss, I didn't expect you to be back so soon.
Yet day and night you plague me with yodelers. If it is not this manicurist, it is that steward. If it is not the steward...
It's that manicurist. See, boy, you're right back where you started from.
You will be back where you started from, playing 12 shows daily in a flea circus if this keeps on.
Mr. Glenwood, we're sorry. I'll go now.
We'll both go now. So long. So long,
Silver. So long, Bertie. Nancy.
I'm warning you, Bright Eyes. Keep these wobbling maniacs out of my hair, or I will set you adrift on a raft.
Oh, but, boss, you don't understand. I was just hoping to blow off steam. You see, her fiancé objects to her being engaged. Engaged. I mean, her... No, her new fiancé doesn't like the idea of her old fiancé.
Now, who is it, please?
Stewart.
Sir.
Oh, very well, Stewart. Come in, come in.
Well, Stewart, what is it?
I don't know, Mr. Plummet.
What?
You sent for me.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. So much on my mind, forget these trivial matters. Now, Stewart, I want some information. And, Stewart, you might like to know that I pay well for information.
Goody.
What's that?
I said goody, sir.
Well, the business. I want to find the manicurist.
Yes, sir. You want a manicure?
No, I want the manicurist. I'd like to speak to her. Personal reasons.
Yes, sir. Have you tried the barbershop?
Have I not? But she wasn't in. I phoned there and she couldn't be found. I've even been to her cabin and she wasn't there. Say... This is the boat that Glenwood's band plays on.
Right, Guy Glenwood and his Glenwood guys.
Well, then she must be aboard.
Oh, we have a manicurist, sir.
Almost as if she were avoiding me. Say, Stewart, there's a masquerade ball tonight, isn't there?
Oh, yes, main ballroom at 9. First masquerade of the cruise.
Well, do you think the manicurist will be there?
She might. Employees aren't supposed to attend, but no one can spot them in masks and costumes.
Well, I suppose I'd better go to the ball then, just on the chance. You wouldn't think that one person would be so hard to find on board ship, would you?
Oh, I would, sir. But don't let that discourage you.
Now, Stewart, this is what I want. I will appreciate any tips you can give me to find the manicurist quickly. Tip for tip, if you follow me.
Listen, Mr. Plummet, you can
Yes,
go...
Stewart?
Go and look after on B-deck. She sometimes signs us out there.
Oh, good, good. Now, if I find her, I certainly won't forget you. Meanwhile, as long as you're here, please unpack my pigskin bag. I haven't had the time.
Stuffed shirt. What could Nancy ever have seen in that hunk of bunk? Well, if he was a fiancé, she'll have to straighten out things with him before she and I can... Hey, here's a New York paper Plummet brought with him. Latest popularity ratings of songs. Gee, always chasing rainbows is way up on the list. That's always been one of my favorites. No piano in this cabin. If I want to sing it, I'll just have to dream up my own accompaniment. And I want to sing it. Here it comes. Good old imagination. Still gets me a great band to sing with.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime, I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, hoping to find a little bluebird in vain. Some fellas look and find the sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime, I never even make a game, believe. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in there.
Feel better. Well, after that brief musical interlude, there are still some problems to be solved. Boy, no use kidding myself. I can't be standoffish with Nancy. I won't be happy till I go to her and get this fiancé thing explained. It's a tough job, but...
Chuck.
Nancy.
Oh, Chuck.
Oh, Nancy.
I'm so glad you've come to see me.
Couldn't keep away. Nancy, all I want to know is, does this fellow Plummett really mean anything to you?
Chuck, he never did in that way. We were just good friends, and we drifted into being engaged without meaning to. I did, anyway. And now he's followed me here.
I see. Pretty embarrassing for you.
I've been ducking him all day. I finally had a report here to the barber shop, but... Oh, I only hope...
Uh-oh.
Hello? Oh, gosh, it's Ira. I'll have to fake something. No, monsieur. I am afraid you have made a mistake. Oh, this is not the barber shop. This is the ladies' wear shop. No, there's no manicurist here. Wrong number. Phew, that's a pretty close call.
Nancy, I can understand how you feel about meeting him again. But don't you think that you...
Hello? No. You've been made a mistake, mister. This is the massage room. Yes. Madame Bertha, the masseur speaking. No manicurist here. You got the wrong number, mister. Yeah. Ira again. Gee, he's getting closer all the time. I can hear the bloodhounds baying.
Nancy, how long do you think you can keep on? Oh, not again.
Yes? What? Oh, sure, sir, and you must have made a mistake. This is the linen room. Now, what would we be keeping a manicurist here for? To polish the pillowcases?
Don't tell me who that was. Let me guess.
Oh, he's getting suspicious.
Well, how dumb can he be? Even though you are pretty handy with those dialects. Look, Nancy, there's only one thing to do. You've got to go to him and clear this up.
Oh, I suppose so, but...
No buts, Nancy. You've got to do it. For us. Once we've cleaned up the Plummett situation, we can go to work on Glenwood again for singing jobs.
Well, all right. I suppose I ought to go to Iris' cabin right now.
Good girl.
But when will I see you again?
Well, tell you what. I got the night off. Let's meet at the masquerade ball.
Oh, swell. But how will I know you?
I was in the costume shop this morning, and they promised to save me a Moorish chief's outfit.
A Moorish chief? I'll remember. I don't know yet what I'll be wearing, so I'd better find you.
Right. Tonight at the dance, then, huh?
Yes, Chuck. And now,
Ira, I'm going right up to you and settle this thing for good. There's 827, Ira's cabin. I'm going to face him. I'm going to face him. I'm going to face him. I think I'm going to face him. I suppose I'm going to face him. Can I face him?
Who's there?
Oh, no, I can't. No, I'm the maid, sir. Sorry. Made a mistake. Wrong cabin. Oh, I couldn't do it. He'll argue and plead with me to come back with him. I couldn't face it. Just couldn't do it.
Well, really, Chief, that's about the 20th mistake on this ship today. Now, first your telephone operator gives me a string of wrong numbers.
I'm sorry, sir.
And then, just to keep things consistent, the maids knock at the wrong doors. Now, that's very upsetting.
And very regrettable, I'm sure, sir.
And by the way, I've never heard so many accents as you have on this boat. You seem to have people of every nationality aboard.
Well, variety, spice of life and all that sort of thing, sir.
Well, to the point. I want to find a certain young lady, and I'm told she'll be at the masquerade. Now, what I want to know is, where can I get a costume for myself?
Oh, the costume shop is in the arcade near the ballroom, sir.
Thank you.
But if you want to meet one of the lady passengers, sir, our social director will be glad to introduce you.
I've already been introduced to this young lady. She and I are engaged, and now I'd like to find her again.
I don't blame you, sir.
What's the matter, boy?
Thought I just heard someone playing the clarinet. My head aches enough as it is.
Oh, you must have imagined it, boy. Your head feels bad, huh?
Bad? It feels as if you were walking up and down inside it. I've got to plea for that masquerade tonight. All that music.
Oh, poor boy.
Think I'll go out on deck and listen to nothing for a while. If that steward comes, tell him to hang my dinner jacket in the bedroom.
All right, boys. Poor fella, he hates music, so... Oh. Mr. Glenwood's stateroom. Oh, hello, Bertie. Yeah, this is stupid. Well, what's wrong? Nancy, huh? She didn't have nerve enough to talk to that plumber guy, huh? Now she's afraid Chuck will be mad at her? Well, now, if you ask me, I'd... Excuse me, Bertie, there's someone at the door. I got to go now. I'll see you later. See, just when I'm talking to my girl... I hope she's my girl. Oh, it's you. Hello.
Hi, Tuba. I brought Mr. Glenwood's suit.
Yeah, I was just conversing about you, Chuck, and about your sweetie.
Oh, Nancy?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful girl, isn't she?
Yeah, sure is.
Such willpower. You know, she made up her mind to have things out with that fiancé of hers, and by golly, sure enough...
She didn't.
What?
Bertie just told me. Nancy didn't see him.
Well, of all the...
Here, take this.
What's this?
Music. Don't shout now, sing. It's better for the nerves.
All right. I will.
Oh, hey, no, not like that. Don't slam the piano that way. Put more feeling into it, huh?
Oh, all right.
Attaboy.
The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time, they don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, my eyes are dry, the tears are in my heart. My darling, can't we make up, ever since our breakup? Make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you.
Oh, that was good, fella. You feel better now?
Not really, but whether I like it or not, I gotta go pick up my costume for the masquerade tonight.
What are you coming as?
A Moorish chief.
Well, that ought to cheer you up.
Why?
You know what they say. The more the merrier.
Hello, Dan.
Ah, there. Check me, boy.
Did you save a Moorish chief's outfit for me for the masquerade tonight?
Moorish chief? Let's see. Yeah, I have a couple of them left. This one ought to be about your size. Here you are.
Thanks.
Hope you have a good time at the dance.
Oh, I don't expect to. Things haven't worked out the way I wanted. But I promised that I'd call. Service, please.
Yes, sir.
Say, is this where I procure costumes for the masquerade?
Yes, sir.
Well, procure me one.
Right, sir. Don't have many left. This one ought to be your size. A Moorish chief. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, as chamberlain of the ball, I declare this masquerade open.
Well, Bertie, does the costume fit me?
Perfect, Nancy. Gee, you look just like Marie Antoinette.
No, Bertie, Antoinette.
Toinette, Toinette, as long as you find Charles.
There he is now. See that Moorish chief? That mask doesn't fool me. I'd know that build anywhere. Excuse me, Bertie. Pardon me, Sheik. I think this is our dance.
Why,
come on, Chuck. Let's dance and I'll explain things to you. Hold me close. Ah, that's better.
But
I know you're angry with me, Chuck, but I just couldn't talk to Ira today. He's so argumentative. I'll do it tomorrow. Tonight belongs to us.
But see here.
You dance beautifully. Much better than Ira. Oh, and listen to that song. Mind if I sing it to you this time? All I do is dream of you the whole night through. With the dawn I still go on and dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you.
Oh, gee, Chuck, we've danced right out onto the deck. Take your mask off now.
I certainly will. There. Precisely, up, up, how?
But I thought you were...
Someone else, obviously. Someone who dances better than I do.
Ira, look, we've got to get something straight right away.
Indeed we do. You wrote me saying that you were shipping as a manicurist on this boat to get a job with Guy Glenwood.
Yes, that's right.
You said nothing about a person named Chuck.
But I didn't meet him until afterwards.
So I gather. And I'm very glad that you did.
Glad? But, Ira, how can you possibly be glad?
Nancy, I have chased you all the way down to the Caribbean to ask for your release.
Release?
From our engagement. You see, Nancy, after you ran off on this madcap escapade, I found another young lady.
What?
A young lady much more congenial, I must admit, to my taste and temperament. And I've been looking a long time. You know, you were the third girl I've been engaged to. I trust I don't offend you.
Ira, you old flirt. You don't offend me in the slightest. You mean you want to break off our engagement?
I came down here to give you the chance to break it.
And all the time I thought, oh, Ira.
Yes, Nancy?
Now that we're no longer engaged, I love you.
I hoped you'd be here on B-Deck.
Well, there was no use waiting for you at the dance. Evidently, you found another Moorish chief you like better.
Oh, silly, that was Ira.
Oh, I suppose I shouldn't be jealous when my girl dances with a fiancé.
He's not my fiancé anymore. He came all the way down here to tell me that he's found someone else. He wants to break it off.
What?
Precisely what I said, and in just that tone of voice.
You mean you're...
I'm free again. Unless you want to break it off, too.
Break it off? Oh, gee, Nancy. Irving Berlin has just written the answer to that.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say.
They say that falling in love is wonderful, it's wonderful, so they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful, wonderful in every way.
Really each other's at last.
And nothing is going to stand in our way now. We're going to work together to get our jobs with
Nancy,
Glenwood.
Nancy, look. That man at the rail over there.
What's he going to do, jump?
Oh, look, he's tearing up sheets of music and throwing them overboard.
Well, for Pete's sake.
Nancy, do you know who he is?
No, I don't think so.
It's Barney Blaze.
Barney Blaze, the famous songwriter? Well, I didn't even know he was on board.
Look, he's seen us. He's waving at me. He wants me to come over. You think I should?
Oh, I don't know, Chuck. I don't like the look in his eye.
Well, but Nancy, I suppose I better see what he wants. Coming, Mr. Blaze, coming.
And just when I thought we were in for a little peace and quiet, we get mixed up in something else.
You said it, Nancy. Everything happens to you.
Well, what does the ominous behavior of Barney Blaze, the famous songwriter, portend for our hero and heroine? Or to put it more simply, what's up for Nancy and Chuck? Join us next week for another of their complete adventures. For laughter and song and a story of love, be with us at the same time on the same station when the deep whistle of the SS Harmonia tells you we've brought you once more your passport to romance. Passport to Romance stars Mitzi Green as Nancy Sparks and Larry Brooks as Chuck Piper. The entire production is written and directed by Stanley Kaufman and is heard over most of these stations at the same time each week. Music conducted by Sylvan Levin. Don Frederick speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.